These days, Anthony Graves says he has a good life. He lives in a large house on a tree-lined street in a nice neighborhood in Houston with his dog named Poppy.
It is a Chihuahua mixed with a pit. Don't ask me how it happened. I seen him on Doggy Oodles, and I felt like I needed to rescue him.
A decade ago, Graves was on death row. He was released from prison in 2010 after spending 18 and a half years behind bars for a murder he did not commit.
I always tell people, don't forget to have. That was 6 more months.
In 1992, Graves was wrongfully convicted as an accomplice to murder in the tiny town of Somerville. The murderer told police Graves helped him kill 6 people and burn down their house. While the killer later recanted that story, Graves was still convicted and sentenced to death by the state of Texas. Graves says each day of his existence on death row was a grueling replay of the one before.
I use the word existed because there was no life there. We wasn't living. We was just waking up every day behind a 6x9 cage, no television, no nothing, just waiting to be executed.
Graves was almost completely isolated. His only physical contact with other humans was when guards put on and took off his shackles, like the day they took him to the prison warden's office a decade into his sentence. The warden told him his execution was officially scheduled.
It was just mind-boggling to me that this man is sitting right across from me telling me that they're going to kill me for something I know absolutely nothing about. And how am I supposed to process this?
Graves saw his execution postponed twice before his conviction was finally overturned. After years of legal filings, Anthony Graves was exonerated and released. He now runs a foundation that re-examines questionable convictions and sentences. Graves is not an isolated case, according to Mike Ware, who leads the Innocence Project of Texas.
What my experience has taught me is that there are many undetected wrongful convictions in Texas prisons. And I know that because I know when we look for them, we find them.
More than 300 people have been exonerated in Texas since 1989. Together, they spent more than 1,700 years behind bars. Most exonerees weren't on death row, but 13 of them, including Anthony Graves, were. Exonerations have skyrocketed in recent years, partly because of science, more use of DNA evidence, and changes in forensics. Many prosecutors' offices now have units that re-examine possible wrongful convictions, and there are groups like the Innocence Project. The exonerations have also spurred legislation. Nicole Casares is the lawyer who helped free Anthony Graves.
Exonerations tell us what the causes of wrongful convictions are. If we study them, they're like, you know, the black box in an airplane. They can tell us what goes wrong. And Texas has made some changes to address some of those issues.
For instance, the Texas legislature increased standards for eyewitness identification, which is often at the center of wrongful conviction cases. In 2013, Texas passed a law requiring prosecutors to turn over any evidence that raises doubt about a defendant's guilt. That year, it also passed a first-of-its-kind bill, giving people convicted based on bad or outdated science the right to request a new trial. More reforms are being proposed in Austin this session, but Casares says there's a bigger systemic disparity that the death penalty illuminates.
There aren't any rich people on death row. If you are poor, if you are unable to hire good counsel, you're much more likely to end up with the death penalty. And I think that's something we need to be concerned about.
There's nothing wrong with questioning the process. If it's working well, it ought to withstand inspection.
John Whitmire leads the Criminal Justice Committee in the Texas Senate, and he says there are a number of ways the justice system still needs fixing. At the same time, he says it's an incredibly complicated system, and we shouldn't look past the vast majority of death row inmates who have conclusively committed terrible crimes.
I take it very serious. Every time someone's executed, I reflect and pause. But, I also have a responsibility to do it right. But personally, I support the death penalty.
Like Whitmire, 75% of Texans support the death penalty. That's according to a 2015 poll from UT Austin and the Texas Tribune. That poll also found 59% said they believe people are occasionally or often wrongfully convicted in death penalty cases. Mike Ware from the Innocence Project says high-profile exonerations have made people question the infallibility of the criminal justice system.
People understand, yes, innocent people are charged, and completely innocent people are convicted. And in some circumstances, innocent people are sent to death row, and there have been some circumstances in which innocent people have been sent to death row and executed.
Anthony Graves says people don't understand how the criminal justice system fails people like him, partly because they refuse to.
We still don't want to acknowledge that we have a badly flawed criminal justice system from top to bottom, and it starts with the way we think and the way we see other people, those who don't look like us. We have to change that mentality before we can get to some real reform in our criminal justice system.
Graves says reform efforts are good, but they will always be too small, too weak, and too late until people are ready to grapple with the reality of capital punishment. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.